Nick Angelo, Bad Hair Day.
Oh.
Bad Hair Day.
Barbara looked at her daughter with silent disdain, and then vocal disdain. Look at your hair, big and frazzled and puffing out in every direction. What is that, a perm? Is that what you call it? When I was a young woman, we would do a high ponytail with short bangs, like Audrey Hepburn. You could also have a bouffant, like Angie Dickinson. Not a beehive, a bouffant. But that was a lot of work because you had to tease the hair so it would stay up, and you'd be in curlers all day. If you're one of the bad girls, heaven forbid, you could do a Betty Page hairstyle with thick bangs in the front, but that would get the guys at the soda fountain all excited. I mean, there could be a riot. Now, if you insist on curly hair, go with a poodle cut, like Lucille Ball's. At least it's organized. And darling, right now it looks like you stuck a salad fork into an electrical outlet and the tendrils of your hair are just flying into orbit. Mom, it's not the 50s anymore. It's like the modern era. It's 1986. I'm not going to the mall with a ponytail and saddle shoes. I mean, come on, Mom. Get real. I have, like, a style that I've cultivated. I have a look. Oh, you have a look? Barbara questioned her daughter. Yeah, Mom. I'm talking about Jordache jeans. I'm talking about press-on acrylic fingernails. I'm talking about scrunchies and hoop earrings and Reebok high tops. I'm talking about Belinda Carlisle. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth, Mom. I'm talking about Light Bright and Teddy Ruxpin and Cyndi Lauper, but I don't expect you to know about that. I'm talking about my hair crimped to the max. Mom, you have no idea the importance of a good perm. My hairstyle is majestic. You're like a Philistine. I bet you didn't even know the Bengals are going to be in town with Bananarama. Honey, are those musicians of some kind? Because I doubt they're as good as the McGuire sisters. Mom, who are the McGuire sisters? Were those even real people? Were those even real people? That's like 1,000 years ago. That was the past. The future is now. Barbara let out a sigh. Honey, you realize that someday, this time period, right now, will also be the past. No, it will not. Mom, this is forever. The shopping mall will be forever. Cassette tapes will be forever. My friends and I will hang out at the Orange Julius forever. Pinball machines and Pac-Man and going to the arcade, that'll be forever too. This is the pinnacle. This is 1986. But Kimberly had fear in her eyes. Maybe her mom was right.